Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
6:37, this is KDK Radio 1020. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Larry, coming up in a half hour, we will speak to the contender for the 17th District, Sean Parnell. He's running against Connor Lamb, who we've also invited on the show. But Sean Parnell will join us at, just in about a half hour. And joining us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, my childhood friend, Dr. John Davidson, Section Chief, Department of Interventional Radiology at University Hospitals Cleveland Medical Center.
Wow.
And professor at Case Western University School of Medicine. So when the neighborhood went off into its forked road section. I took the fork that went down the valley and into no man's land, and he took the fork that went the highway.
Well, welcome back, Doc.
Good morning, guys.
As you know, we're all daily waiting for news, and we continue to get news that's some cases confusing, some cases overwhelming, very few times reassuring. And now we're seeing these shutdowns occur in Europe. Germany, the latest to lock down, and there have been
Italy's having riots over it.
Italy, England. Australia, by the way, is loosening. Melbourne, their second largest city, after 110 days in lockdown, they're going the other way. So what are we to think or believe right now?
Well, it's very confusing on what to think and what to believe. I think we will have some clarity either way once this election is resolved, because it's going to go one way or the other, in my opinion. So we'll see. I can tell you what's going on in Ohio. Our numbers have spiked and have gone up, just like yours and the entire state of Pennsylvania have. But our governor here is very hesitant to go back to any kind of lockdown. Now, we do have a Republican governor, but he is pretty insistent upon trying to keep gathering small, try to keep this at bay. I mean, the numbers are going up. We've talked about this ad nauseum. They keep going up, but we are starting to see, and we have been seeing over the past couple months, that fatality rates, death rates have gone down. The rate of deaths have gone down, which could be a combination of the fact that more and more of these people that are getting infected now are young and healthy. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Ohio State here in Columbus was the largest campus in the country that had COVID positivity rates. I mean, there's like 60,000 people on that campus. It's crazy. And anytime you congregate, I mean, the same thing was going on at Penn State. I saw in the news last week they had all these parties watching the Penn State game. And, you know, this is the problem. I mean, you can't expect college campuses to go back and kids and of that age not to socialize and get infected. So we're seeing a lot of that, but we are getting better at treating this disease as well. So we got to look at it both ways. Yeah, the numbers are getting up. We need to remain cautious and vigilant, but we can't, again, overreact and think doomsday.
Yeah, and Pittsburghers, you mentioned Pennsylvania increasing, but Pittsburghers have been vigilant this whole time, and Allegheny County has a rate of like 1,000 COVID cases per 100,000 residents. And that is a low rate among U.S. metropolitan areas. We're 15th in the country behind other, a lot of big cities.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know why you guys are doing so well compared to others. I mean, we're not faring as well up here in Cleveland area, I can tell you that much, at least with numbers. But again, our hospitals have not been overrun. We're starting to see an uptick in numbers of patients, but nowhere close to being overrun. You're starting to see reports out of states like Utah and such like that, where you are starting to see ICU beds fill up. I mean, North Dakota and some of those states out there are having tremendously high positivity rates. But not here.
Well, you in Ohio and the Cleveland area, obviously in Pittsburgh, we are blessed to have this great medical community where we have a higher capacity, I would imagine, certainly than many other states like those states out west that you just mentioned. But you mentioned Ohio State and Penn State. So they're playing a football game at State College Saturday, which is 106,572 is the capacity at Beaver Stadium. Guess how many are going to be in the seats, Doc?
Less than 1,000.
Zippo.
Oh, zip. No family?
No. We just we heard we got Hugh O'Neill, our producer today, as a Penn Stater. He said no fans in the stands.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
What about school? Speaking of colleges, what about going to high schools and middle schools and elementary schools? It seems like there's schools shutting down for 5 or 6 cases in the whole district.
Right.
But we didn't see a spike in kids getting sick during the summer and early fall when they were doing, you know, traveling baseball and hockey tournaments and things like that. Why are they getting sick now?
It's a good question. I think it just has to do with the fact that the weather's getting colder and people are inside more. And, you know, at least up here, at least some of my kids have started out at hybrid. And then just a couple weeks ago, meaning a couple days a week, you know, at home, a couple weeks in school, just recently went back to full time. And we're seeing some outbreaks, but nothing huge. You know, a kid here, a kid there. But what happens is they're doing this really intense contact tracing. So if they find out a kid was tested positive, they're going to contact trace to everyone who had more than 15 minutes of contact with that individual, and they're telling them they need to stay home for 14 days. Is it a little bit of overreaction? Yeah, probably. But again, you got that big name of liability on the hands of these schools sometimes, and that plays into these decisions.
Well, I'm very curious. Here in Pittsburgh, I mentioned this to you before we went on the air. The Pittsburgh Public Schools had a meeting last night, and they went through their scenario. They've been online only. They're the largest district in the region, and they decided, and I don't know the exact cohorts, they have A, B, C, and D. And in D are... Kevin, you have that list in front of you, the students?
I do, yes. The list of students in D, includes special needs students, medically fragile students, and English language learners.
Medically fragile students. Why would they be the ones to go back to the class before anybody else?
Well, unless Larry and Kevin, unless they think that the school's just going to be that, there's going to be so few people there that they can socially distance, that they can keep these kids safe, I don't know. I mean, there's going to be fewer people there for sure if they're the only ones going back. So it's a little bit easier. I don't know the numbers. I don't know how many numbers of people that includes, but... You know, there's always a flip side between, you know, staying safe from the virus and not getting in, you know, in school learning, which is so valuable. And I get it. Medically fragile kind of makes you a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
But
especially
but, you know,
when the neighboring school district, Doc, has at least 7 teachers that tested positive for COVID. And now if you're a healthy teacher, you think, okay, I can keep myself safe, I guess, wearing the mask and washing my hands. But what about a lot of teachers who may be in those other margins of categories?
But some of those special needs kids need that one-on-one training.
Yeah, and there's a give and take with all of this. And, you know, and I'm a big believer that virtual learning for long periods of time is going to be detrimental.
Yeah.
It is. I see it with my own eyes.
Yeah, and there's no question about that. And I think everyone wants to, and I'm sure the parents that have their kids at home are going crazy too. Like, get these kids back to school somehow, some way. So daily, fight through this.
There's so much misinformation and confusion about, you know, there's just no real kind of set standard on how to handle any of this. And you leave it up to the individual governments, whether it's city, whether it's state, all the way down to the school districts. There's no real, everybody's just kind of doing what they feel is right. And, you know, it's crazy.
Well, Doc, we always appreciate your time and expertise. I know you're a big Steelers fan. How are you feeling about the game Sunday at Baltimore?
You know, they kind of escaped last week. We'll see. I mean, they're going to lose a game sometime. So
maybe not.
Hopefully not this week.
We could be the 72 Dolphins.
Yeah, or you could be the Patriots of a couple years ago that went undefeated and then lost in the playoffs or the Super Bowl, whatever it was.
Aren't we all happy the Patriots are having such a miserable year?
Yeah.
Doc,
yeah.
Thanks a lot. We'll talk again soon.
All right, take care, guys.
See you, Doc. Bye.
Dr. John Davidson on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.